I'm Mike Galloway from Germantown, Maryland, and I'm a history major with a concentration in Civil War and 19th century America. Recent graduate.
Keith Snyder, Chief of Resource Education and Visitor Services at Antietam National Battlefield. Well, we saw a need for interns at the battlefield because, you know, we need additional staffing, and we had special projects this year, particularly the 150th anniversary of the National Cemetery. And we also were looking for opportunities to reach out to Shepherd University. We wanted to build this relationship with this incredible program, the Civil War program. And so this was the first year, and it's been incredibly successful, and we hope to continue it for many years to come.
Now, Mike, why did you apply for this?
I mean, it's an opportunity that you can't pass up. I mean, firstly, it's Antietam National Battlefield. It's an incredible location and park. As well as to be able to be involved with the 150th anniversary of the dedication of that cemetery and with the honored dead that lay in there is just, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Can't pass that up.
Describe your duties here as an intern.
Well, I kind of run the gamut there. I do some of these orientation talks as well as visitor interaction. I sometimes work the desk and things of the sort, you know, helping with fees as well as just directing people around the park. But the main project that I have is that cemetery, and it is creating a list that can be read off for the anniversary, as well as doing research on these individuals here, and especially ones who were buried after the Civil War, some World War II veterans, Korean War.
I'm Michael Solomonic. I'm from Waldorf, Maryland. I'm a history major with the Civil War concentration.
Joshua Hughes, Civil War Studies major, and I'm from Mechanicsville, Maryland.
Dennis Fry, Chief Historian, Harpers Ferry National Historical Park. Well, the internship, first of all, is very important to me personally because I was an intern student at Harpers Ferry National Park 40 years ago this summer while I was between my sophomore and junior years at Shepherd College. That internship meant a lot to me. It actually catapulted me ultimately into a permanent full-time position with the National Park Service here at Harpers Ferry. And so now serving as Chief Historian, it's a way for me to give back to up and coming students, aspiring students that are at Shepherd and at other universities and colleges throughout the nation. And so these two young men doing their internship here in public history, working with the public every day, talking about the Civil War, talking about the industrial story here, John Brown, our African-American story, the transportation story at Harpers Ferry, all these things they discuss day in and day out. And it's required them to focus intensely on preparation for that history and then intensely on the presentation of that history.
Now, I want each of you to explain what your duties are for your internship.
Well, essentially, we're in the living history branch of the Division of Interpretation under Dennis here. Essentially, we provide first-person and third-person interpretation to visitors. So we staff exhibits. First person is like coming from the viewpoint of the actual, you know, the person, the story behind the story. Third person is you're standing back and you're telling the story from a different point of view. We essentially staff exhibits. We give personalized tours sometimes. This weekend we gave the 1864 Civil War Soldiers Tour, myself and Anthony Trusso, one of the Rangers. We staff exhibits and do other things such as farmers market, all kinds of different things.
Well, one of the main duties that came up over the past month or so is when we're staffing exhibits to make the connection between Civil War and Civil Rights. So, for example, in the dry goods store, you can talk about the clock hanging up on the wall, and you can make that connection to the clockwork strike, and then John Brown coming here for the armory, connect that to the Civil War, and then connect that to the freedom of 4 million people.